energy security is a very important thing for a country, of course, environment and CO2. But the first thing is that you are able to supply your people with reliable sources of energy. And of course, an strong effort on financing this huge capex-oriented infrastructure. As you all know, renewable energy are capex, capital expense-oriented. They are not operational expense-oriented. That means that you have to invest today for the future of your people. So, some of you, and I'm glad to see some old friends, have come to our place, ESA. ESA is like a thematic park for solar energy. So if you want to see everything in one place, that is the place. Probably nowadays is the largest solar R&D center. So we have two solar towers. This is the one that was built under the International Energy Agency support. And then we have the other one, tower, it's like 7 mega thermal tower. These were operating in a commercial demonstration space producing energy in the 80s for 2 years, and then it was stopped the production of electricity and devoted only to R&D. Here we have different kind of receivers, and they have been tested in the past. We have been tested receivers for air receivers that work with air and working fluid. Testing direct-steam generators, which work with steam, cold water. Molten salt receivers, which work with molten salt. And also for air pressurized, to be used in a Brayton cycle, or atmospheric, to be used in a Rankine cycle. Then we also have this loop here. This loop has been operating for more than 10 years. It's a direct steam generation loop. We can talk of these different technologies. And the good thing is that we have been playing with all of them, trying to know which one is better than the other. Then you have also here a Fresnel system. Over here you have the steering dish. And here, well, you have some small old solar fields. Here you have some desalinization facilities, because that is another interesting use of solar energy. Some of the rich countries forget that water, rich countries usually have a lot of water. But when you have a lot of sun, usually you don't have water, which is logical, because you don't have too much rain. But sun could be a great source of, to produce water. And if you have water and sun, then you are rich, let's say simple. So here you can play a lot. Professor Rubia mentioned it. Here there's a CO2 loop in which you were involved, that use supercritical CO2 as a cooling fluid. Here we have the oil loop, mainly for testing. And many facilities are ongoing anyway. So here, for the last 30 already, well, yes, different technologies have been tested, new ideas have been proven. As Professor Rubia said, new ideas have been done, great ideas are all from the of the open, so be careful also with ideas that violate thermodynamics, first and second principle, because there are too many nowadays, at least with the filter of thermodynamics. Okay, so some close-up views. So you see all the difference. This is not in ESA, that was a test with solar cleaning. Yeah, I collapsed some time ago, yeah, with some wind. Well, nobody took care of it. So that was also in Spain, not another. And well, this is mainly for high temperature, so it's a solar furnace. And then you can see the tower, the steering wheel, the power graph, and so, first of all, we'd like to invite any of you who want to come, please come. We can spend one day looking around. You will get a good first impression of what works, what doesn't work, what may work. Okay. So on this main case, it's funny because, you know, 4 months ago I gave a speech in the USA, in Vegas, about Chinese industry in solar. But now I'm talking about Spanish, which is more logical. So the Spanish development of solar, one key issue is ESA. I have no doubt. If you don't have the people, you can do nothing. And China has been a great effort on that, creating good people to develop solar. But the push is thanks to a political decision. As always, high-level political decision is very important and commitment, and I think China now has it. So it's the feed-in tariff. Feed-in tariff is a good mechanism. It is has, for the economies that may be here, it has low transaction costs. That means it's easy to handle, and it doesn't put a big problem in how to do it fine. But even though it has a great advantage, I mean, Spain has been proven as a big success. Now we have 61 plants under construction, which means 2,300 mega, 2.3 giga of installed capacity. We have created a critical mass of companies and professionals. Now a lot of people now is able to think on solar in Spain in the different levels, but it has disadvantages. The main disadvantage, as Professor Rubio mentioned before, is that cost and price are decoupled. That is always like that. Cost and price are decoupled. In this case, it's even more important. And there is no real pressure to innovate. Don't have the rest of price, and the mistake in the feed-in tariff in Spain was not to introduce a mechanism to lower it as power was installed. It was the easiest thing to do, but pioneers made mistakes, but it seems to happen. And it has a high cost for society, as you are paying higher price for energy than you could. But saying so, it has developed an industry. So I put some picture for you. This is Puerto Llano for Iberdrola. It was one of the first ones to be, well, the first one to start construction. The second one to be. There you can see the Sonova, the Sona Bengoa tower and CST plant, parabolic trap, sorry. And that's all 1 and 2. From ATS, Espresol also. La Risca, Acciona. I took that picture because it shows a little bit the fighting and the storage, if you can look at it. When you La Leta, to see a funny looking one, it's not the best thing to do, by the way. But the land was like that. And then, as you mentioned, San Fresnel also, that is Puerto Rao, and San Estirnes. And Tema Solar, Tema means you. In Spanish, yeah. And this is a modern salt technology tower, which is another option. Instead of using parabolic trap for the modern salt, you can use a tower. And this one works 24 hours a day with it's an 18 mega tower with a storage of 15 hours. Now it's in operation since 2 months ago. I stop a little bit more on that because it's a little bit different. Okay, so the situation in Spain nowadays is that we have in operation 22 power plants, which means 900 mega. This will change. It changes every month. So in construction 27, approved 12. Total have to prove without starting construction, I mean, total 51, as you can see. So, basic idea, of course you can see that everything is in the south. That map is, there should be a map of the Spain there. In my screen there is a map, sorry. So this is the south of Spain. The Spain is like this. Okay. So what that means for the industry, if you look at industry, huge machine, manufacturing. Well, a little basic idea of how many tons of glass, steel, molten salt, concrete, and copper has been Indeed, you can get an idea of how much that is going to be in China also. So it's not bad. I would like to mention that this huge amount of materials you need to build these things also can put a pressure into the market, and that can bring the price up instead of down sometimes in the process. So if you look at the value chain of this industry, you can see that there are different parts, and I have tried to show the strength and which where you are. time to the market. Well,